Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. It is great to have you listening here today. We'll tell you off the bat, you're going to be this unexpected. We have a lineup change today. Chris Kelly here. There's Chris Dim right there.
Hello.
Back in here on a Monday. And there he is. You know who it is. Mm-hmm. You can tell by the sound of the crowd. We got B.B. Shea in here today.
What's up?
We got something from Biggie yesterday, a text saying, you're not going to believe it. I'm under the weather. I thought, I believe it. I hate to say, we've got a dry erase board in here that Biggie himself provided.
I know. It's the ultimate irony.
Biggie missed, let me get this right, a couple of Fridays ago, he said, I want to take tomorrow off, a Friday. I'm going to Cracker Barrel. We were like, all right.
Okay.
All right. That was a Cracker Barrel. That was a
CBD, Cracker Barrel day.
Yeah. He needed
not
one.
Not a sick day.
No. He needed one. He needed a Cracker Barrel day. Then the following Friday and like Wednesday, under the weather with some sort of cold, flu-like symptoms, out. B.B. Shea fills in valiantly, as always. Then today we got the text yesterday, not feeling well. Leg issue. And so after Biggie got back from his last illness, he brought this dry erase board that says blank days since last illness with a germ on it.
A delightful image of a germ.
So far, the day has climbed up to 5 days without an illness. Unfortunately, we've had to erase that. And now it just sits at zero. Zero days without illness. We're showing that to the cameras and to B.B. Shea just to keep it official, I think. And I like Chris Dim's put a mark through the zero so we know exactly what we're dealing with here. So
yeah, I learned that in one of my math classes. Like if you really wanted to be extremes, they called that the null set.
Yeah, that's
a zero.
Zero. It is a zero.
With emphasis.
And he's emphasized it. So hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. He's got me up nights worrying about him, of course. I've hit my knees praying for him. I don't know how many times. You know this. So he will not be with us today. I'll tell you this. We have something happening today that's exciting. I hate Biggie's not here for it. Do you recall the old meet and greet? Remember meet and greet?
I do.
Meet and greet was a thing we did for a few months last year.
Back in the summer?
Yeah, summer, maybe into early fall. Anyway, it lasted a few months where at the very end of the Power Hour, that's on the whole other end of this show, you called if you had never called this show before and we got to meet you. It was a meet and greet. Tell us a little bit about your life. What do you like about this program? What do you do? Where were you born? All these different things. And we gave you meat products. That was, you remember that?
That's right. It was meet and greet.
M-E-A-T. Now we have a more traditional meet, M-E-E-T, and greet. We're going to be meeting you, and this is the exciting part of this. We'll hear a little bit about you, and we'll do it all summer. We'll start now through the spring and the summer, and it's being sponsored by one of our local minor league baseball teams, the Grasshoppers. And at the end of the summer, in August, if you're chosen from meet and greet, you go to a game, and Chris Dim and I will meet and greet you at the game. We're going to a Thursday night baseball game in August, and everyone will watch the game, and we'll be in their exclusive private box. All right? So there's that. It couldn't be any more exciting, I'm telling you. This is, I was...
That's right, minor league baseball with the two of us.
That's right, minor league baseball. I'll do a little play-by-play for you out there.
Oh, I think it'd be great. We give everybody little individualized headsets so they can only hear your call.
A dream. A dream come true. You know, that was under the spotlight last week, my minor league baseball calls.
It does pop up usually every spring.
It was when those High Point University students went viral for their call of a conference championship game. The Panthers down by
20-some
points. It went on a 24-2 run in the second half. And these kids were just like, oh, from way downtown. They were hugging each other and pushing each other and such. I called it unprofessional. They went, a lot of people like that. I don't like that sort of thing, you know. To me, keep it right above.
What was that?
Or above board, keep it right there, you know, explain the action. And then we had a P1 listener named Daniel who said, you know, this television show, Brockmire, I believe it's Hank Azaria that does the character Brockmire. And Daniel says, I think he took your call. My famous call is, that ball was tattooed.
And that ball was tattooed.
And Daniel says, you know, I started, that's 1995.
That was the 90s.
95.
And that ball was tattooed.
And that's before his voice changed.
I was full of promise.
That ball was tattooed.
Oh, you can hear it.
Excitement.
You hear it in my voice.
And that ball was tattooed.
You know what broadcasters call that type of work?
That's right. It's out there. You put it out front and center. You don't have to celebrate. Nobody, we weren't giggling and pushing each other there in the control room.
Would you?
We didn't have to go crazy over the
low A ball, wasn't it?
Warhawks weren't the greatest team of all time either.
Are the High Point Panthers the greatest team of all time?
They made it to the tournament.
The Warthogs have won some games.
They don't even exist anymore.
Are they not the Warthogs anymore?
No,
they're not.
Oh, God, no.
I missed that.
Defunct minor league baseball team.
All right, this is I called games for a defunct minor league baseball
team. That ball was tattooed.
In fact, I think that was probably the last inning of their existence.
That's right.
That was probably it. It's done now. Well, Daniel says, you know, they do that show, Brockmire. You ever watch? You ever see that show?
You know, it's been recommended to me so many times. Never watched it, though.
Are they still producing new episodes? I don't think so.
No.
I don't either, but it was on for a few seasons.
He was kind of a drunken baseball player.
Announcer. Yeah, play-by-play man.
With an ugly family life, I think.
Yes, his wife, I think, was cheating on him. Anyway, Hank Azaria, who's great at voices, and he was the play-by-play guy. And Daniel says, you know, they stole that. This is a clip from Brockmire. He had a lot of different home run calls.
And that ball cannot be buried in a Jewish cemetery because it just got tattooed.
That's how you deliver it.
I like to think I was the inspiration for Brockmire.
And that ball was tattooed.
Now let's listen.
Who did it better?
You be the judge.
And that ball cannot be buried in a Jewish cemetery because it just got tattooed.
I wish I had thought of that Jewish cemetery thing, you know.
That's pushing the envelope a touch.
A little over
for
the
low A ball.
Yeah, now defunct low A ball.
Mm-hmm.
He had a few others, too.
You can stick me in a long Italian boat because that ball is gondola.
A long Italian boat. A gondola.
Ball is gondola. These are some of the things he would do. It may be my favorite.
And like Ben Affleck's depressing directorial debut, that one is going to be Gone Baby Gone.
This is fantastic baseball. That I like.
Yeah. There's magic in those airwaves.
There's magic. There's magic.
And a hot summer night, just you and the radio and a minor league ball club down the street.
Thank you. You know, the hardest part was a rain delay.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take it back to the station. There's nobody there There's no one there. Or if he is there, it's just a guy sitting there with buttons. He's not going to talk. And those delays can last a long time. And the little dirty secret was, I don't know that much about minor league baseball.
This team's coming in here on a two-game streak.
I don't know.
You ever go to Charleston?
Fact.
You know, there's two Charlestons. There's one in West Virginia and there's one in South Carolina.
Well, that caught me. Just very similar circumstance. Hogs were matched up against the Wilmington Blue Rocks at one point. And I'm sitting there talking to the gang from Wilmington. You know, a little pre-chat.
Oh, they brought their announcers.
They brought their announcers and all the folks from both the Warthogs and the Wilmington Blue Rocks are there.
Before you climb up into the treehouse that is the broadcast booth.
Yeah, we were having a few pastries before the game, mm-hmm. You know, just us broadcast guys sitting back there. And those guys from Wilmington are like, man, we're on a 10-game road. You know how it is. Like, oh, yeah.
Sure do.
Yep.
I'm not supposed to be here.
I never traveled. I filled in for home games. That was it. But I really loved doing it. That was my whole dream, was to do play-by-play. Well, the Wilmington Blue Rocks.
They're two Wilmingtons.
They're up in Delaware, okay? I thought they were from Wilmington, North Carolina. I just assume that's where we are.
That's the home of the battleship USS North Carolina.
That's what I said.
You know, I crawled all up and down that ship when I was a middle schooler. Class trip, memorable.
I said to those guys, I was like,
Port City Java founded me. Not a lot of people know that. It's the mouth of the Cape Fear. I'm hearing some banging on my radio broadcast booth here. The guys from Wilmington.
You're talking about the wrong city, idiot. I was saying that to those guys.
Not too far from the frying pan shows.
The other guy who's like, for the War Dogs, the color commentator, he started squeezing my leg. And I was like, what are you doing? Just going on and on about Wilmington. Because I've been to Wilmington, North Carolina.
Yeah, you've been to that Wilmington.
Haven't been up to Delaware. I didn't know it. Right there is what I should have made my non-negotiable. Stop talking about crap you don't know.
Yeah, that would come decades later.
Really? I did not know. I had no idea.